This is Agnes Harris. I am a member of the Harrison Historical Society, and at this particular time, we are doing genealogies on people in Harrington, and Mrs. Della Parker, I have chose you at this particular time to ask you some questions about your childhood and your grandparents and whatever. Do you know the names of your grandparents?
Yes, I do. I knew one of my father's, one of my grandparents' name, my grandfather's name, John Anderson from Harrington. And on my mother's side, his name was Henry Benson. He lived in Brownsville, Delaware, on a little small farm.
Do you remember what your grandmother did for a living?
Well, my grandmother, she mostly did housework and sometimes in the field. She had taken care of the gardens and little things like that outside also.
How often did you visit your grandparents?
We visited my grandparents quite a bit. I remember when we used to go out on Sunday mornings and sometimes my mother would hire our way out there, and then sometimes my grandfather would come in town and pick us up in a horse and a carriage, and we'd go out and spend the day. Sometimes we'd be out there for breakfast, and they'd have old good old country ham and potatoes and biscuits and things for breakfast right there, and it used to smell so good when you first drive up, we knew we were going to get a good belly full.
Miss Bella, you've told me about your grandparents. Can you remember the names of your great grandparents? Can you remember the names of any of them and whether they lived in Harrington or not?
Yes, I can remember at least one of my great grandparents. Her name was Angeline Benson, and she lived in the Harrington area. And she was, I also heard that she was a very industrious lady.
All right. I'd like to ask you some questions about your childhood. Where did you live? And can you describe the kind of house that you lived in?
Well, in fact, I was born by the fairground in Harrington. I was raised there and spent most of all my childhood days right around in Harrington here. And I used to help in the home. I mean, I was home there, and we helped. My mother had a large family, and with the girls, we all always had a chore to do. When we get home from school, we'd walk into school here, and when we get home from school, we always had a job to do. We'd either have to make our beds before we leave to go to school, or we'd do that when we got out of school. And first thing, my mother always made us get upstairs and change our clothes, and then we'd be ready for our chores.
All right, Ms. Della, what kind of heat did you have?
Well, we mostly burnt wood at that time. I remember my father used to work on the railroad some, and we had those ties And sometimes he'd get somebody to bring up a load of ties there, and then we would buy wood from different people. We had, because that was stove wood, so we had to keep the whole place by that.
What did you use for light?
Well, we used lamps, oil lamps, because we used to come home from school and do that too. If we didn't get to do it in the morning, we'd wash the lamb globes for night.
Can you tell me how you washed the lamp globes?
Yes, we would wash them. We had a big basin that we would put water in and get water from the pump. We didn't have running water that time, and we'd pump water in this big basin and put suds in there and rinse them and dry them.
Miss Della, can you tell me about the type of clothes you wore when you were a child, and were they bought from a store, or did you or your family make them?
Well, at the time when I was growing up, my mother, she used to sew, and she used to make our slips and our petticoats, that you used to call them. And she used to make our dresses too. Sometimes she'd hire them done. And then a lot of times we would have a lot of things given to us. My mother had a big family, and they were nice clothes, and my mother sometimes used to make them over and things of that sort.
Can you tell me what your mother and father did as a living when you were growing up?
Well, when I was growing up, my mother would tell us that she was a very industrious woman around in Harrington here. She was known throughout the town here because she was she did a lot of domestic work. Then she would do a midwife work. She brought many child into the world, black or white, here in Harrington. And she used to live with stay in the homes until the people were able to get out about to do their own chores. And she plus also used to go in the country and help my grandfather with his farm work. Pick beans, strawberries, and all that sort of thing. She's just a roundabout woman. She'd do most anything.
I think I remember your mother well, but could you give me her name, and could you tell me what doctor she worked with when she was a midwife?
Her name was Ella Anderson, Benson Anderson, and she used to work under Dr. Chipman of Harrington here, and Dr. Smith, plus probably several other doctors, but I just can't remember right at this time. And so my father, his name was Charles Anderson, and he was a very industrious man too in his time. He painted, he was a painter and a decorator and around Harrington here. He painted a lot of houses and decorated a lot of homes in the town of Harrington.
Was he the only person in the family?
No. There were three boys, three brothers, and plus their father was a painter and a decorator, John Anderson, well known in Harrington.
What was the museum?
And plus my, yeah, I did have two uncles that played it. They had a band.
What was the name of the band?
Well, it was made up of a group. I don't know really the name of it, but we'd probably call it just a jazz band. And they traveled from Harrington. They went to Florida quite a few years ago, and then plus my father, he worked the railroad, and he'd do farm work, plus the other painting jobs that he did.
I think you mentioned something about basket making. Did anyone in your family make baskets, or did they work in the basket factory uptown?
One of my uncles worked in the basket factory in Harrington. He worked there. And then my father and my mother, I knew that, and my uncles too, always used to go down to the basket mill and get this material and bring it in the home and make strawberry cups. And I heard them say that they would get, I've even seen them though myself, and they got 3 cents a piece for making them. I've seen them pile stack high in their kitchen. Well, I went to 2 schools in Harrington here. I left the first school, I remember. I wasn't in there too long. I think I probably must have just started in the first grade. And by that time, they were ready to get out of the old schoolhouse and to get into Pierce DuPont School. The first school is on Milby Street, and it's still stands, and Mrs. Mary Jane Shockley lives in it right at this time. And we came from there. We marched double-breasted from that school over into Pierce DuPont School. And if I can recall, I think Mrs. Hines was my teacher in the first school. And I had several others over in Pierce DuPont School.
What was a typical school day like?
Typical school day was like, we played a lot of dodgeball at that time when I was in school, and I was also on several spelling bees. They chose me to spell, and then plus I used to recite a lot of poems. I was taught to say humorous poems by different teachers. Mrs. Heard was one of my teachers from Philadelphia. It's Mrs. Carrie Blackburn from Dover, Delaware. And I was chosen to go to Dover every year. It was about 6 or 8 of us was chosen to go to Dover on the declamation contest. And every time I went, I brought back the bacon on my behalf. I had humorous poems to recite.
When you were at Pierce DuPont School, how many grades did you have?
When I was in school, they had, at Pierce DuPont, they had 1 through 8th grade there. We had about 4 teachers in Pierce DuPont School at that time. were Mr. Jolly. His name was Mr. Jolly. I don't know his first name, but anyway, he was there. Mr. Warren, Mr. White, and Fontaine Slater Scott, and Mrs. Herod, Miss Wilson, that was her name, Mrs. Wilson, and Mrs. Blackburn, and there's another one, I just can't recall right at this time.
Well, tell me about morning devotions. Did you have flag salute, Lord's Prayer? Tell me about that.
Yes, we had morning prayer every morning when I was in school, and we saluted the flag every morning, and we always sang, and then we would get ready to go into our classes.
Did you help any other children with their lessons?
Yes, I did. I used to help quite a few with their reading, spelling, and arithmetic and things like that. And when I was going in school, it always chose me to help with lots of others.
I know that years later you got married and had a lovely family, but I would like to know if you went on a honeymoon.
Well, when I got married, I didn't get to go on a honeymoon because I got married in Depression time, and really, I really wasn't able to go very far if I'd have got to go on. But I got married, and I had raised a large family, and we just settled down right in Harrington here. Yeah.
Mr. Walter Anderson, I'd like to ask you some questions about your childhood days and your adulthood days here in Harrington. First of all, I would like to start by asking you the names of your grandparents.
And my grandparents are two different sides. One on my daddy's side was Charles Henry Benson. And
did you tell me? Tell me the names of your grandparents on your father's side.
John
and Letitia. John Anderson and Letitia Anderson on grandfather's side. On the mother's side, Charles Henry Benson and Mary.
Well, that's very good, very good. I'm sure you have some good memories of your grandparents that you remember seeing when they were alive. Can you tell me about some of the memories?
Yes, I can. When they was alive, they lived it around by Vernon. There was farmers, there was farm workers, trappers on both sides, and there was a school there. There was a school there, Brownsville. We call it Vernon. right over a burning ditch. During that time, there's one place still stands right now, as far as where my grandfather lived, on the Benson side. A Hobbs barbershop, white man, uptown. I think he died, I don't know, but he's sick if he don't. He lives right in the same vicinity where my grandfather was raised up at, where my grandfather lived at, where we used to go out there to him. On a Sunday, on skates, or walk, or get somebody to take us out there. Then, we come back. That was a little distance for us then. Another fellow across the ditch, trap, catch furs, muskrat, beavers, Henry Noble. Right across the park from my grandfather. In the school, I didn't go to school, to that school. But I got some sisters that went to that school.
All right, you've told me about your grandparents. Can you tell me some interesting things about your mother and father?
All right. Now,
what did they do for a living?
My mother and father, they was migrant workers. They worked at our farms, kill hogs, fix food. People wheat flashing and all like that. That's all they ever did. That's all they ever knew. Just work for just the labor. And in the kids of us, her sons and daughters, they did the same thing when they got of age enough to do it. Just worked on farms all their life.
Was your mother a midwife?
Yeah, my mother was a midwife. She brought a lot of kids in the world. Some of my own people she brought in the world.
During the time that your mother was doing the midwife practice, how did she get from one house to another when it was time for the babies to be born?
In my time, as far as I know, they had carriage and buggies. If they didn't, I guess you had to walk.
What type of house did you live in as a child? Can you describe that kind of house for me, please?
The house, describe the house when I was coming up, when I was going in, I read a few different places we lived. But the first one that I know, there was a place they called a Brick Hill. That's on the east side of town going toward Milford on the back road. Now, that's where I was born at. Then we come back here where I'm at right now on Mississippi Street. That was a place called we call it Buster Brown Place, under Preston Brown. That was our living. From then, from here, where I'm living at right now.
As a child, did you have a room of your own, or did you have to share your room?
No. As a child, I was under my parents. I never had no room on my own, so I guess I had to live with it or share it. Share it, yes.
Did you have a family room and a fireplace?
No. The fireplaces, you said. Yeah, my grandparents had fireplace.
What kind of kitchen stove did your parents cook on?
It could have been a quick meal, and it could have been a freezer stove. And late today, there's still freezer stoves now, and you don't hear tell no quick meal stove no more. But right now, it's going to be a time where everybody's going to burn wood and these things, and it's going to be a freezer stove. And I know what I'm talking about. It could be either a quick meal or a freezer stove, but I think during my time, it might have been a quick meal. I don't know.
What was one of your favorite meals that your mother prepared?
My favorite meal that my mama prepared for me was an apple cobbler. What you gonna call it, apple dumplings? You say it that way. That's about all. That's just about all.
Things like that.
I know.
What kind of meal would your mother prepare for a Sunday afternoon?
Well, when mom would prepare on a Sunday, we would have a ham or something off of the hog, and everything that come out the garden to go with it. Just a country meal, I would say it that way. Cornbread and stuff like that.
Did you have a cellar in your home?
No.
How did you store apples, potatoes, or canned food?
We had a thing like you call a smokehouse. Smokehouse or a kiln. When we had potatoes and the apple thing, we'd dig a hole in the ground and put them in there and cover them up with straw and dirt. And we'd have food in that kiln for the wintertime. And the meat was in the thing called smokehouse.
Okay. Did your family have a refrigerator?
What? We never had no refrigerator. We had a thing called an ice box if we could afford the ice box. If we didn't, we'd go get the ice and put it in a big tub, wrap it around with paper, and put it in the grass, cool, it would hold up.
All right, can you tell me how your family got water and was it plentiful?
The water, they either got out of the pump or they didn't get it, or had to go from house to house to get it, but we mostly had a pump.
Did you have very many wells to go dry?
Yeah, they had wells to go dry in different facilities. They had wells to go dry. But where I'm at now, never had a well.
Was the water around Harrington irony during your time?
Yes, because they didn't have but one thing. That was over to the water tower, over the water tower. We still done build a new one now. That was the only water I had. The only thing they had to do was to get the water from that. If it was not connected to the city, you didn't have no water. You had to drive a well, unless you had a spigot or something. It was button. Nobody had no spigots, but the white people had the spigots. But no color people had no spigots during that time.
Mr. Anderson, what did you do during your childhood days as far as chores were concerned?
At dinner time in my childhood days, I went to school. I got sixth grade of schooling. And all the girls, which is natural to a man. Most of my time I spent in Denton, Maryland. I never got too much in Harrington. I was always in Denton in my childhood days and for schooling. Right after that, I went to work, railroad and this and that. until Uncle Sam got me. During that time, I was, from 10 years old to 18. That's my childhood days in Herndon. I remember everything that I worked it for different people. The canning factory, both canning factories, the railroad, until Uncle Sam got me. But during that time, I was 21 years old. But all that work I had done, I was a teenager, as far as I'm concerned.
Mr. Anderson, when you went out to work or when you went out for social activities, did your parents give you any special guidance or rules to follow when you were away from home?
Yes. Be home by 11 o'clock at the least. Be home. If you don't be home by 11 o'clock, you got it coming.
What about your behavior and character?
My behavior and character, I was pretty good on that. I was raised with a preacher. And I was raised with a woman sitting right here looking right in front of me. And I had a pretty good behavior because they let me. Outside of my mother. They was my mother.
When you were around adults, how did you have to address them? Or how did you have to answer them if they asked you something?
By respect, as a young person, you would address an older person, yes ma'am, or no sir, yes, yes ma'am, and no ma'am. Not no yes and no, not during that time. Not that. Yes, I would call him or Miss Army or Miss this or Mr. that.
What did your father do for a living?
Painter, paper hanger.
Did you contribute to your family income, and how did you?
Yes, when I got old enough to work, well, I give it as much as I could to be a young fella. Like I'm saying, like if I made during that time, couldn't make no more than like if $20 a week. I wouldn't make no $20 a week. But if I made that much, well, I would give 5 or 10 to mom, something like that. Buy my clothes. You know what I mean? Buy my clothes. And put in something to eat. You know, something like that. That was gone. And he taught me.
What does Saturday night mean to you?
Saturday night, when I was coming at my time, it was a big day. It was a big night to me. Only thing we could do, I was a teenager, go to the movies, and then call myself running with, going around with a little girl with nothing we could do. We go to the movies, the parents were right there. That was all.
What does Sunday mean to you?
Well, Sunday, when I was churchy, I taught some Sunday school lessons, and I'd go to church. We have to come out to church. I was somebody else.
I know that you celebrated Christmas and Easter. I'm wondering if you had a Christmas tree and what kind of gifts you received.
Yes. Yep.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so bright?
Thank you. take that. You got to go back to the hotel. Leave that alone.
Mr. Walter Anderson, how did you spend your Christmases when you were a child, and what were some of the gifts that you received?
When I was a child, I spent my Christmas home with mother and father, with nothing else I could do. I was under them. But I got something right now, the first Christmas gift I ever had. A Ferris wheel, but you got Ferris wheels at the fairground now. But that was my toy, and I was born in December 1920, the 26th, the day right after Christmas. I'm proud and glad to say that I'm almost a God's child. Well, I'm not no God's child, but I was born, they said he was born on 25th day of December. I was come on 26th. Now, anyway.
Did you go to school in Harrington? And how many schools did you attend in Harrington?
I went to school in Harrington. In the school I went to, it's all broke up. It's back over there.
Do you have any memories of your school days?
Yeah. I went to school with a lot of kids like myself. I call myself a kid too. A lot of them I know. Some is living and some is dead. But we got it. Right down the old school, in the old school, under Pierce DuPont.
Name one of your favorite teachers.
Miss Hewitt.
What did you like best about her?
Well, I don't know. I mean, she just was a teacher. I mean, she was just like a mother. I mean, she just like a mother to you or me. I mean, she was just like a mother. I don't know. She was not just a teacher, but she had feelings for like all of the kids were going to school. She was the mother to all the kids. It wasn't just a teacher. She was a mother to all kids.
Did you help other children learn?
Yeah. To my best ability, I did. Much as I knew, yes.
How many rooms were in the school and how many grades were taught in your school?
It went to the eighth, then it brought it back down to sixth. It went to eighth grade. When we got out of the school, you went to college.
What college?
You had to even go to Delaware State or Milford. Some was in Milford or Delaware State.
To finish high school?
To finish high school, you had to go to Booker T.
In Dover?
Dover.
Uh-huh. After finishing school and working a while, what did you do?
After I finished the school and was working, I was working on the farms. And that's all I ever did, just work on the farms, is as I'm doing right now, until sickly and like that. But I did all of that.
Did you go into military service any time in your earlier days?
Not until after Pearl Harbor, 1941 or 41, I went right down the service.
Were you drafted?
Drafted.
Where were you stationed?
I went, my first, I got my training. After I first went and went to Camp Dix, New Jersey, and I got my training in Camp Camp Campbell in Tennessee. Come back, 1942. I was on the boat going over the seas. And I spent 4 years, 6 months, and 30 days. And I got the proof right there in my house. The proof. That's what I give my service time for the United States Army. And I'm glad to say that in a way. In another way, I'm sorry you said, because they forgot all about me. I'm a World War number two man. But everything they know now is Korean. In this other war, they forgot all about the World War One and the World War Two veterans. We all did the same.
When you were in service, did you travel outside of the United States?
Yes.
Where?
Czechoslovakia, Germany, France, England, Poland. One more. Switzerland. Let's stop.
What country did you like best of all?
France. France.
Why?
Maybe women.
Was it the scenery?
Women.
Okay. Mr. Anderson, when and where did you meet your wife?
I met my wife in Harrington, Delaware. And I left her and went to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I married her in Harrington, Delaware, 1945. 1945, Reverend Coleman. I can't call his first name, but Reverend Coleman. He married me. Then we lived. Then I went out in Detroit, Michigan. Now that's all I can say about my wife. I can say. All right.
Did you go on a honeymoon?
No, I didn't know what honeymoon was, I guess. I didn't have no money to go on honeymoon. I had a honeymoon in my kind of a way, but it was nothing.
Okay. Who has been your closest friend through the year?
Yellow.
Doesn't make any difference.
One of the closest friends I ever had is the Smith Boys.
Thank you.
I will now be interviewing Mr. Elwood Morris.
Would you mind telling me when you were born?
1899, June the 27th.
What were your parents' names?
My mother named Nora Morris, and I don't know my father.
Do you remember any of your grandparents?
A grandmother.
What was her name?
Bonnie.
Bonnie, what was her last name?
Morris.
Bonnie Morris.
Mm-hmm.
How long did she live?
Oh, she lived to be about 90.
90 years old?
My.
No.
Did your parents attend church?
Yeah.
Where?
Dover.
Is there anything special that you remember about your grandmother? Do you know what she looked like?
Oh, she was kind of tall.
So that's where you get your height from.
Yeah.
Is there anything special that you remember about your mother?
I left her when I was 8 years old. Didn't see her no more till I was 22.
Why?
Because I never knew how to get up there. And when I did go, I seen her when I was 22. My cousin carried me up there.
Why did you leave your mother when you were 8 years old?
I went down here to Mr. Tharp's. Mr. John Tharp's. He raised me.
Did you work for him as a child?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
What were some of your duties at 8 years of age?
Well, I used to feed the hogs, milk the cows, plow, 19 plow, all that.
So you were hard at to work. Now, did you stay with him until you were 20 years old?
You stayed with the same person?
Yes, 20 years old.
What did you do on special holidays since you were not with your parents? What did you do at Christmas time?
Well, we just sat around. Sometime he carried Milford.
Did Mr. Thorpe play Santa Claus to you?
Yes, he played Santa Claus.
Did he have children?
No. He just taking a mess of boys to raise. He raised Will Morris. And there was another boy. Darcy Robson, and boy, several of them, he raised.
Did he have a wife?
Yes. Her name was Mary Thorne.
Mary Thorne.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me about her? What do you remember about her?
Well, she never got married.
She never?
I was about 16 years and never seen her married.
Well, that was funny.
Mm-hmm.
Was she like your mother to you?
Yes, ma'am.
Did they attend church?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you go to church with them?
Yes, ma'am.
They took you to church?
Yes, Sunday school. We had best cows, turn them out, and when they got ready to go to church, we put the cows up in the pound in church.
Where did you sit when you were in church? Did you sit with them, or did you have a special place to sit?
I had a place to sit.
Where was it?
In both between this back and the front, about halfway.
Where was that church?
Williamsville. Out there to Williamsville.
Is the church still standing?
No, they moved it over to Houston.
When?
Oh, about 25, 30 years ago, I guess.
When you were a teenager and still staying with Mr. John Tharp, were you allowed to come into town? Did you court?
I come in town some, walked in. Then I got old enough, I got a horse.
Did you buy it?
No, they gave it to me.
What was a Saturday night like in Harrington?
I used to go to the movies. Take the movies in.
What kind of pictures did you see?
Oh, they wouldn't want to talk. They was just writing.
They were not talk movies?
No.
What did the sheriff look like when you were in Harrington?
What kind of clothes and gun did he have?
Ben Emery, he was a cop in there. Ben Emery, Mr. Du Bois, and Mr. lived out here along the railroad. Trout White.
Did they wear a uniform?
Yes.
What color were they? Can you remember?
I believe it was blue.
Blue. Did they have a gun?
Yes.
How did they wear it?
On the hip.
Mr. Morris, I'd like for you to describe the kind of farm that you lived on and some of the chores that you did after you got older.
Well, lived on about a 40-acre farm, and they had cows and chickens, ducks, geese, and turkeys. And when it come time, we thin corn, stoop all day and thin corn, get 50 cents a day. And then when Saturday come, we didn't get only 25 cents for that 50 cents.
Why?
Because they wouldn't give it to us.
They kept so much of it.
Oh, yeah. I'm talking in it.
What about your clothes? Were they made or did you come in town to the store?
We come in town. They bought the clothes for us.
Bought clothes?
Mm-hmm. Give us all we want to eat. But we... I'm talking in it.
What other chores did you do on the farm?
Cut wheat. When it comes time, husk corn. We top and strip most of the corn. Then we had to cut the tops and tie them up. Then tie the blades up and pile them up and come in at night and get them. If it looked like rain, I keep them getting wet.
Did you cut wood?
Yes, sir. We cut wood, so the men folks, they cut the wood and we haul it.
Where? From where?
From out of the woods up to the house and pile it up so they could saw it with a big saw.
Did you work with the preparation of killing the hogs on the farm?
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
Well, you used to heat the fire hot, then heat the water. Sometimes they'd put orange in the bar, heat them, and then put them in a barrel of water. Heat the water. Then again, they'd put them on, and then they got the scalder. You just put the fire underneath it. After a while,
did they have big kibbles on the farm?
Yes, ma'am.
Did they prepare sausage?
Yes.
How did they do that?
Well, they cut the ground the meat up fine, and then put it in sausage links.
Sausage links?
Yes.
What were the links made from?
Inside the hog.
Intestines?
Yes.
Oh, boy. Well, who cleaned them?
Well, the women folks.
The women? How did How did they do that?
Scraped them. Dumped them and scraped them.
I see.
We've talked about Christmas. What was the 4th of July like during your time?
Well, it was great. We made ice cream. Yeah, that's about the only time we got ice cream, 4th of July.
How was it made?
Made stir with about 2 gallon freezer. And just turn it till it freezes. Take it out, take the powder out, and pack it away and set it down.
Well, where did you get your ice from?
From the ice plant.
Oh, you had an ice plant?
Yes. They made ice in the winter and put it in this ice house.
Was that right on the farm?
Yes.
You had an ice plant right on the farm?
Yes, my ice house.
Oh.
They went and hauled it out there in wagons. Went out to the river and got it and hauled it to the ice house and put it in there. And put sawdust on it.
And that kept all summer?
Yes. Great big cakes, and they covered over with sawdust that kept it from melt. After we got the ice out, we put pies in there in bags, and they'd be just as easy. Keep a pie, put them in there, and they'd get just as soft.
Mr. Morris, you said that you stayed with Mrs. Thorpe until you were about 22 years of age. Now, can you tell me about how you left? Did you take clothes with you and where you went?
I took my clothes and went to Mr. Tapman to work for him. And then after that, I worked.
What did you get? How much did you get an hour or a day?
I got about $30 a week. $30 a week.
How long did you stay with Mr. Tapman?
About 3 years.
And then what did you do?
I left and come back. Went up there to Harlandsville. Stayed Mr. Harmon Purnell's. Then when I left there, I come in town. Miss Bertie Sark.
Into Harrington?
Yes.
When did you see your mother again?
I ain't seen her since. I was 22 when I seen her last.
You saw her when you were 8 years old,
mm-hmm.
And then you went to work for Mrs. Thorpe.
Yeah.
And then you didn't see her anymore until you were 22 years of age.
That's right.
All right, how much time were you able to spend with your mother?